Before we reach Peggy's Cove, let us take you back to the year 1811 and the story of how this little cove got its name.
Captain, the seas are growing angry. We'll soon need to find the safety of a harbor or a cove.
Aye, I think I can see a sheltered village in the distance now. Oh, this is going to be a treacherous landing. Get the crew on deck. Tell them to prepare for the worst.
Aye, sir.
The ocean's getting rougher, and the rocks are many.
By the love of God, save us from a wreck.
Well, we can only hope that the locals are prepared to receive us.
Captain, we've got the rocks. Captain, the waves are too much for us. We're going down.
Abandoned ship! Abandoned ship! Save the women and children first!
Abandoned ship!
We're close enough to shore. We might just be able to make it.
What a horrible disaster.
Imagine. Only one poor girl being spared from all those settlers who were lost to the sea. The poor dear is in shock. She seems to have blocked the tragedy from her mind. The only word she mutters is Margaret. Margaret, which I guess is her name.
She's an innocent young thing. We'll take good care of this poor little Peggy. We'll find her a home here at the Cove.
Yeah. We're all she's got. We're her family now. Everything she has in the entire world.
Little Peggy ended up spending the rest of her life in that small fishing village. They say she married a local fisherman and raised a family at the cove. She was a good soul and did her part to help the community to prosper in their simple, hard-working life with the sea. Today, you can see Peggy depicted in a granite rock carving by William de Garth. It's called the Fisherman's Monument, and it represents life at the cove. When we arrive, you too will understand why Peggy decided to spend the rest of her life in this special place. Whether you live in the cove or just visit for a few hours, there is still a timeless warmth and comfort here that has a magical hold on the heart. Many who visit once come back time and time again. We hope you'll do the same.